talk me through your epic 1.5 minutes in the last game at Ealing. The sterling contribution. Did the warm up take longer than the appearance on the pitch? That's what I want
to
know.
I didn't even warm up. I spoke to Gav and I said to him, you know, he got the, over the half, and I said, oh, you know, we're bedded in now. I said, I don't know if I'll put myself on anyway. There was a couple of sorry looking faces from the front row looking at me. The pitch was so quick, you know, on a 4G pitch, you're up and down like a yo-yo. I hit one scrum, and I'm glad to say I can still scrum. That's the good news. And I came out of the scrum, went in a kick chase, made three tackles, ran around the pitch, got to about a minute in, and I was wishing for that final whistle. I'd absolutely spent myself in a minute and a half, desperate to keep them out, you know. So yeah, it was a good cameo. It was pretty funny afterwards. I'm always keen to hit some scrums, running around. Okay, I'll be honest with you. I think I do a little more running, but yeah, no, it was good to help the guys out. That was the main thing.
The Twitter went mad when you came on and listening to it to the radio. The Alan Paver Supporters Club came out of hiding.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. Like last week, I didn't come on. We wobbled a little bit in the set piece, and we regathered it in the line-out, and I decided not to make any changes for that reason.
We thought you were teasing us all this time, you see.
I know. And there was one scrum right in front of the post, and I was kicking myself. I said, oh, imagine if I'd come on. We could have pushed him over. And, you know, I was that's all the ego, isn't it? That's all the ego, you know. And you want to see them young guys out there running around. You don't want to see an old man like me. But, you know, I do keep myself fit. I train every day.